Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I have three guests in the studio. One has two legs. Two of them have four legs. I have Jackie Karch. She is a wonderful artist who lives in our area. And not only does she paint and do beautiful ceramic tiles, but one of her dogs, Kneetop, is a painter as well. He's known as Kneetop the Painting Pooch. He has his own website, kneetopthedog.com, where you can see a wonderful picture of this darling little brown dog with a beret on and his paintings in the background. Jackie is here to tell us all about a wonderful event coming up next Saturday, January 28th, from noon to 3 at Aunt Carrie's Pet Stop, and it's Kneetop's birthday bash, and we'll hear all about that. Of course, wherever Jackie goes and wherever Kneetop goes, Ruby the Carolina dog comes along as well. So, Jackie, welcome, and thanks for bringing the pups.
Oh, well, thanks for having us. We enjoy being here.
Good. Jackie pops by regularly and just brings the dogs so I can visit with them, and that's always a lot of fun. So let's talk about celebrating Kneetop's 9th birthday and what you'll be doing on that special day.
Well, first of all, I can't believe he's going to be 9.
I know.
And so we decided to have a birthday party for him at Aunt Carrie's. And what we're doing is we're raising money for canine cancer research in celebration of his birthday. So we have all kinds of events planned. We have a wonderful painting that he's done, one of his better ones, and it's a very large one. On sale, we're selling raffle tickets. And of course, when we do a fundraiser, 100% of all the profits goes to the charity. And in this case, it's the Mars Animal Foundation's Canine Cancer Research Campaign.
Wonderful. Now tell us, for our listeners that haven't seen Kneetop before, how he got started as a painter.
Well, Kneetop is an incredibly active little dog. And from the day I got him, he was very bright and very active. So long story short, he went to all kinds of training, you know, obedience and agility. He went to acting school. He's been on greeting cards. And I thought, well, you know, it'll be kind of fun to teach him how to paint, since I paint. And the hard part was getting a method for him to hold the paintbrush in his mouth. And once we figured that out, he just went for it. And he's been raising money ever since. And it
wow.
was just sort of a natural progression of all the things he had learned prior to that date.
The paintings are very interesting. I've seen a lot of them, a lot of different colors, quite wonderful brush strokes, and he seems to really enjoy doing it. And that's one of the things that I know people think, well, of course, you know, a little dog like that will do anything if you give him enough treats. And certainly that is an exciting aspect of it for Kneetop. But tell our listeners about this week, how you were painting yourself and what happened.
Well, it's kind of funny. People have asked me frequently, does he ask you to paint? I mean, he'll ask me to go on the treadmill, but I said, I'm not sure about that until this week. I've been working diligently on painting tiles, memorial tiles, for this fundraiser. And he has a bed underneath my work table, and he'll be sound asleep on that. And the minute I went over to start painting, he jumped up, and he started. It wasn't a bark like when somebody's coming to the door. It was more like he was trying to talk. And jumping up, he jumped on my lap. He practically got on top of the table. And this was nonstop. He would not let me paint. And this happened every day this week, as soon as I sat down to paint. So I think he's trying to tell me something.
He wants to paint as well.
He wants to paint
wow.
as well.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Jacqueline Karch. She is a wonderful artist in our area, and she has brought her two dogs with her, Ruby the Carolina dog, who is happily munching some treats here on the floor. We're all sitting on the floor, by the way, in the studio. And she brought with her the famous Kneetop the Painting Pooch. He's having his 9th birthday next Saturday, and there'll be a celebration at Aunt Carrie's Pet Stop, South College Road. Kneetop and Jackie and Ruby will be there from noon to 3 next Saturday. Kneetop will be happy to do custom paintings. He'll also have paintings, note cards, and t-shirts for sale. And these beautiful ceramic pet memorial tiles will be available. 100% of the proceeds will be donated to the Morris Animal Foundation for Canine Cancer Campaign. There are raffle tickets available, and let me give you Kneetop's website again, kneetopthedog.com. Jackie, let's talk a little bit about both of these dogs, both Kneetop and Ruby, and how they came to live with you.
Well, both dogs are rescued.
Mm-hmm.
And Ruby, we adopted when she was 7 months old from SOAR, and she had been in Lumberton. She was minutes away from being euthanized when she was rescued at 3 months old. And we got her when she was 7 months old. And she was a very shy dog.
Yes.
And after doing a lot of research about what to do for a shy dog, I learned that another dog, if it is the right dog, is a big help. Mm-hmm. Well, Kneetop came along. He had been brought in animal control with a whole litter. They must have been about 2 weeks old, 3 weeks old. Mm. And they found a foster mom at the Humane Society, and I found him then. And we had several play dates before Ruby decided that she would love to have him as a little brother. And so that's how that came to be. But they're both rescues.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Ruby is a Carolina dog. Tell us about that.
Ruby...
Is that a pedigreed breed?
No, I don't... It's... Dr. Brisbane in Georgia, and this is from an article in the Smithsonian on the search for the first dog. His theory was that the Carolina dog came over the Bering Strait with the Indians.
Really?
And the dingo wound up in Australia, and the Carolina dog wound up here. And so after watching the search for the first dog on a National Geographic channel, I contacted him with Ruby's photograph, and he said, I'd really like to meet her. So we took her down to Georgia, and he looked at her and said that she was about 75% primitive dog.
Wow.
And she really is just, as you know, she is the sweetest
She's
dog.
A beauty. She's very
and
sweet.
Believe, she is 11 and a half.
Wow.
Kind of scary.
But yeah, she looks great.
She does look great. And knock on wood, no cancer yet.
Oh,
hopefully
good.
Never.
And here's Kneetop nosing around and getting some good petting. He's a big fan of belly rubs. If you get to meet Kneetop, he is, Ruby's pretty shy still, but Kneetop just loves to be petted and fussed over by everybody. And he's become really comfortable having his picture taken and painting for people on demand and greeting the public. It's a wonderful way to use the energy that Kneetop has, because he's just an active little guy.
Right. And he really has raised a lot of money. We figure over the years he's probably raised well over $20,000 for charity, and he's still going. He sends painting and donations nationwide to different fundraisers.
I remember locally a few years ago when you and Kneetop together were raising funds to get masks, oxygen masks for dogs and cats that the firefighters could carry with them, because the people masks don't work so well on animals. Right. And you were raising money for that, which is just great.
Right. That's one of my favorite all-time ones, because all of New Hanover County and Brunswick County, every fire is equipped with a set of pet oxygen masks.
Oh.
And I'm sure people have seen on the news, they've got a little cat or a little dog saved from the fire with them. So that makes us very happy that we're able to do that.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Now, how often do you and Kneetop get out in public and demonstrate his painting? Does it vary a lot?
It does vary. And we have gone to nursing homes. We've gone to different charities. You know, someone asks, we go.
Yeah,
you know, and it's
great.
Not a problem. He doesn't get a fee for that.
He's yeah. Gone.
And he loves it. You know, he just wants to get out and perform. He's happy.
That's great.
Yeah, the more time, the more he can be out. Oh, he's got his little nose in here.
He's just having at the treats, isn't he? He's, not even waiting for you to hand them to him.
No. He found the pocket.
There we go.
All right. But he is quite the dog.
Well, this is the first time I've ever had an interview where I sat on the floor with the guests, and it's something we should do more often. It's pretty fun to be talking on the radio and petting dogs at the same time.
Well, and I sure hope that everybody will come and sit on the floor with him at Aunt Carrie's.
Absolutely.
You know, so that would be, you know, it's a good cause. Apparently, according to the Morris Animal Foundation, 1 in 4 dogs will die of cancer.
No.
And
really?
They say that almost, yeah. They say about 50% of the dogs will get some kind of cancer,
right.
But 1 in 4 will die. And when I first started trying to do some work for canine cancer research, I had checked with various vets saying, what's your biggest problem? You know, Kneetop wants to raise money. What should the cause be? And every vet I asked said that the biggest problem is cancer, that they really have no cure for.
My goodness. So all the funds raised from Kneetop's birthday bash will go to the Morris Animal Foundation for the Canine Cancer Campaign. Again, Kneetop's birthday bash will be a week from tomorrow, next Saturday, January 28th, from noon to 3 at Aunt Carrie's Pet Stop, South College Road. You can enjoy a piece of birthday cake, either canine or human, and help raise raise funds. Neetap will be happy to do custom paintings that day, and he'll also have some of his paintings he's already done, and note cards and t-shirts for sale. Jackie's wearing the t-shirt. It's got a picture of Neetap on the front, and it has one of his paintings on the back. It's great, so those will be available. And also, you make these beautiful 4-inch by 4-inch memorial tiles for people if they want to have a footprint of a beloved pet who has passed on, and their name on it, and in
I
loving.
Can write the name that day.
Oh, that's great.
I have a special pen that will work. So
okay. Remember, the website is neetopthedog.com. Do show up at Neetop's birthday bash, January 28th from noon to 3 at Aunt Carrie's Pet Stop. Jackie Karch, I always love to have you come in and bring the puppies, and thanks so much for telling us about this today.
It's our pleasure, Jamila. So thank you very much for inviting us.
All right, pups, you've done a good job. This is 91.3 WHQR.